Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 8, 2016, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Please call the roll.
Ms. Bona?
Here.
Mr. Antelzer?
Here.
Ms. Lafody?
Here.
Ms. Milligan?
Here.
Mr. Tickman?
Here.
Mayor.
I'm going to start with, as soon as I turn off my ringer. Sorry about that. I'm going to start somewhat differently this meeting. As you all probably know, we had a nice 4th of July parade and picnic. Required a lot of work on the part of a lot of people, many of them local. And fortunately, we had some of our neighbors came over to help us. The fire department in Hightstown, first aid from Millstone, also came in and participated, for which we're very grateful. And we decided this year, since it's going to be my fault, that we ought to have a physical appreciation instead of just a mere thank you. So we prepared certificates. The first one is a certificate of appreciation awarded to the Hightstown Engine Company No. 1 for volunteer service in connection with the July 4th parade and celebration on July 4th, 2016 in the Borough of Roosevelt, New Jersey. We couldn't do it without you. Gentlemen, we appreciate it. Scott, are you here to receive us? We figured we'd Scott is the chief, and my pleasure, and thank you for coming down. We thought we'd get you out here early if you wanted to get out early.
Glad to come, as always. Anytime you have, we'll be here to support you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And thank you to the other members or former members of Roosevelt who showed up. Appreciate it. The next is the Roosevelt Volunteer Fire Company in its entirety. Do we have anybody here from the Roosevelt Fire Company? Either one of you guys. There's more. Don't worry. There you go. Okay, to the left. Christopher Sook, not here. Jacob Barrett. Just get this down to a routine. I'll pass here and check there. The reason that they're split like that is the fire department as a whole helped out, and then there were particular people who put in extra effort. So we've recognized them individually in addition to the department. The next one would be Neil. Neil Mordelite.
Thanks, Ryan. My pleasure.
Thank you. John, on behalf of the Roosevelt First Aid Squad. Deborah Connors, not here. Mark Connors, the same.
They were both here last night.
Yes, I'm just calling out the name so you know who was being being thanked. Allison Mitchell. And thank you very much. Who's representing the Roosevelt PTA?
I am.
Would you come up, Catherine, please? Catherine Cunningham. Kathleen Murphy.
She was the PTA, Kathleen.
Yes. Okay. Is she here?
No.
Roosevelt Environmental Commission in its entirety. No.
It was all Sharon.
You? Sharon Walls. Thank you for your help. Reverend Alana Sissy Porter. Come on, Sissy. Sissy arranged for our grills, our gas, through her connections with H&H, which saved us a lot of time and money.
Yes.
Thank you very much. April Sook. No. Peggy Malkin. Eric Schubiger. Eric, yours is different than everybody else's.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Theirs says, for volunteer service in connection with the July 4th parade. You're not a volunteer, you're an employee, but this is for service under fire.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you all. Okay, now we move to the consent agenda. Do I have a motion on the consent agenda?
Move the consent agenda.
One comment. We did pull one of the... Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Thanks.
We did pull one of the bills,
Blue Book, USA Blue Book bill was pulled.
It the USA Blue Book bill for about $2,700. It included two label makers at $500 apiece. Jill noticed it.
I flagged it, and I... Two? $500? That's not...
Maybe they're really nice.
I bet they are.
Well, I know we use them at from time to time at work. So I assume that they're specialized label makers that put out special tape that sticks to pipe and wire or whatever. But I'm not sure we need two, and it's Jill's committee. So.
Yeah.
So do I have a motion on the consent agenda?
I moved it. Yes.
You moved it. Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Ms. Bowman?
Aye.
Mr. Impelizzeri?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickler?
Aye.
Would somebody like to introduce Ordinance 16-005?
Introduce Ordinance 16-005, second reading public hearing, and ordinance prohibiting rentals in all residential districts for durations less than 30 days and adding Section 4.430 to borough residents of the ordinance.
Do
second.
We have a second?
Second.
Okay, we now go to the public hearing.
If I may, Mayor.
Yeah.
For two things. First, do you want me to explain the whole thing about what's going to happen?
Oh,
later?
Sure. Go
yes,
for it.
Please.
All right. This is the ordinance as it was originally introduced, and it applied to entire residences. There were comments at the planning board that it should be modified to apply to entire residences and portions thereof. That recommendation, if adopted, would cause this to be need to be re-advertised because it would be a substantial amendment. And the thought behind adopting this as it originally was is to have it on the books as soon as possible so our code enforcement officials, the zoning officer, and the assistant zoning officer can use this as a tool right away. However, and you can do that because the recommendation from the planning board was not within 35 days of the introduction of the ordinance, or 35 days of the referral. However, it's my understanding that just to give a preface of what's going to happen. There is going to be, for first reading and introduction, an ordinance that would adopt the planning board's recommendation, but that would be adopted at a later meeting. So you get this up on the books now, and then you can amend it later. So that's number one. And before we go to the public hearing, I think it's a good idea if the planner's report get read into the record, and whoever is here just for the awards and you're sticking around, you're probably going to regret sticking around because it's a little lengthy, but we want to put it on the record.
Is that euphemism for boring?
That too. Okay. This is a report from the borough planner, Thomas A. Thomas, professional planner. And Mr. Thomas states as follows. I have been a professional planner since 1963, a licensed planner in the state of New Jersey since 1973, and borough planner for the borough of Roosevelt since 1988. I hold the following licenses: New Jersey Professional Planner License 33LI00109800. Due to my 20 years of experience with the borough of Roosevelt, I am familiar with the borough's historical development its physical characteristics, its patterns of development, and its developmental regulations. I prepared this report in support of an introduced ordinance of the borough designated as 16-005. That ordinance would prohibit rentals of entire residential structures or individual residences in the R40, R100, and RAG 400 districts in the borough for periods of less than 30 days. Roosevelt was incorporated as a new municipality on May 29, 1937, known as Jersey Homesteads. The community was created as part of the resettlement efforts of the Division of Subsistence Homesteads in the Department of the Interior. Yeah, I know that's easy for me to say. The borough name of Jersey Homesteads was officially changed to Roosevelt on November 9, 1945, after the passing of and commemoration of President Franklin D. Roosevelt. The physical design of Jersey Homesteads was based on the tenets of the Garden City idea, as first enunciated by England's Ebenezer Howard in his 1898 treatise, Garden Cities of Tomorrow. The design of Jersey Homesteads, now Roosevelt Borough, sought to integrate single-family residences with community-owned open space and parks utilizing greenways along streams and behind the residences. The design also provided for the preservation of green belt farmland and other conservation areas throughout the community. A major intent of the overall design was to support a favorable relationship between residents and their natural environment and homes. Through the years, the borough and its residents have worked to maintain and preserve the overall basic design of the borough. Roosevelt has been recognized as a significant exemplar of community planning in the nation, and because of its history and design, the entire borough has been placed on both the New Jersey and National Register of Historic Places as a historic district. Roosevelt is the only municipality in New Jersey to be so listed, and the only homestead community nationally to be maintained as originally designed. The original design principles of Roosevelt are supported by the zoning regulations applicable to the residential and non-residential zones in the borough. For instance, the purposes for the R40 residential district include the orderly development and maintenance of established residential areas, prevention of overcrowding of the land, and regulation of those uses not compatible with residential neighborhoods or the greenbelt principles of the borough's original design. The purposes for the R100 residential district include preservation of environmentally sensitive open space and the borough's historic greenbelt pattern while maintaining a low average density and regulating uses which are not compatible with the purposes of the district. The purposes of the RAG 400 residential / agricultural district include minimizing residential sprawl and zoning for and regulating the borough's agricultural areas as originally planned for Jersey homesteads in the 1930s. I believe that the short-term rentals will undermine the intent of the design and zoning of the borough by introducing the conversion of single-family detached housing units into commercial transient rental facilities. Such facilities could result in potentially greater number of persons who will be less committed to the community, its historical neighborhood fabric, and its natural environment, instead of longer-term single housekeeping units that are dedicated to preserving the residential and natural design tenets upon which the borough is based. Indeed, the problems associated with short-term rentals have inspired other municipalities to regulate them. Even without the unique history and design of Roosevelt, several governmental entities throughout the country have adopted legislative measures limiting, regulating, or prohibiting rentals of residential properties for periods of less than 30 days. Municipalities that have enacted regulations drawing distinctions between rentals of residences for periods of 30 days or less and other rentals include New Orleans, Louisiana, Anaheim, California, and Santa Monica, California. In addition, the New York State Multiple Dwelling Law includes a prohibition on rentals of less than 30 days in certain types of multiple dwellings. The reasons for such legislation include the desire to maintain the sense of permanence and stability in single-family residential areas, with active community participation, which is a concern shared by the Borough Council and the Planning Board of the Borough of Roosevelt. In contrast, short-term rentals of residences undermine that sense of permanence and stability in residential areas, and short-term occupants of less than 30 days will very unlikely be involved in active community participation, which is in stark contrast to the history of Roosevelt, a small community with active community participation. Further, short-term rentals by persons of less than 30 days may logically lead to less maintenance and care of properties in that one. The properties will not be owner-occupied. Two, persons who occupy residences for such short terms are more in the nature of being vacationers as opposed to residents, and hence, logically will be less concerned with maintenance of properties and less disposed to perform maintenance measures or care for of the property. Three, because tenancies less than 30 days are of such a short duration, the turnover in such properties may be greatly increased, and consequently, with more persons, there is more potential damage to the property. Further, in contrast to other destinations designed for travelers and vacationers, such as hotels or motels, there are no paid staff and employees to see to maintenance issues on a continual basis that may arise because of short-term occupants. Also, unlike hotels and motels, use of single-family residences for short-term occupancies does not take into account that short-term occupancies in hotels and motels would normally take place in zoning districts designed to support them in terms of parking and other considerations. This is not the case of a zone devoted primarily to single-family homes, as is the case in Roosevelt residential zoning districts. Indeed, concerns regarding the consequences of short-term residences were shared by the drafters of the International Building Code, which is the building code required by the state of New Jersey, by the state for all New Jersey municipalities, who designated a separate use group as R1 for occupants considered transient in nature, being defined as those whose length of stay was less than 30 days, and imposed additional requirements on such structures because such occupants, being unfamiliar with their surroundings, may not recognize potential hazards or be able to use the means of egress effectively. Accordingly, this shows that rentals of less than 30 days duration are really considered as transient occupancies in structures which are not equipped or designed to be what they are being used for, i.e., short-term transient commercial rental enterprises. The residential structures and the residential zones in Roosevelt Borough were designed as and have continued to be used to be traditional single-family residences. Furthermore, the presence of short-term occupants in established single housekeeping unit residential areas can disrupt quietude and residential character of the neighborhoods and adversely impact the community, including such negative effects as excessive noise, disorderly conduct, vandalism, overcrowding, traffic congestion, illegal vehicle parking, and accumulation of refuse. These negative effects may require increased responses from emergency services, such as fire and paramedic, creating a burden on municipal services. Roosevelt Borough does not have a municipal police force. It is dependent on the New Jersey State Police, who are not often available for complaints of noise and other domestic problems that are often associated with short-term renters. These effects can undermine the character of the existing residential neighborhoods, their cohesiveness, and domestic tranquility. Short-term rentals of entire residential structures or individual residences may lead to usage by groups of persons who do not constitute a housekeeping unit as defined by law. This is the case because a group of persons which is not a single housekeeping unit on a continual basis may well cohabitate for a short duration as in a vacation or getaway, but would be less likely to do so for periods greater than 30 days. For all the reasons stated above, it is my professional opinion that the short-term rental of single-family structures or dwelling units within the residential zones of the borough of Roosevelt for 30 days or less is not consistent with the existing historic owner-occupied residential neighborhoods, with the intent of the borough zoning regulations enacted to preserve the single-family home character of the residential zones and prevent uses that are not consistent with these regulations and with the provisions of the International Building Code, which is mandatory for all municipalities in New Jersey, that clearly differentiate rental housing from owner-occupied housing. Signed, Thomas A. Thomas.
So, we have at least eight people here who have on a regular basis either never or very rarely attend our council meetings, and I'm now assured that they will not
be. I thought it was interesting.
Okay, now I'm going to open this up for public hearing. If anybody who's still awake has any comments, questions about this ordinance, there being none, could you please call the roll?
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Impelizzeri?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
And there is one more reason, because people less than 30 days might not know about the aversion to wipes being flushed. Here.
Enough about me. What do you think of me? Got it.
Okay.
Right. Would somebody like to introduce 16-009? I promise that when he says, would you like me to explain this, I will not let him do it.
Okay, introduce Ordinance 16-009, an ordinance amending Section Chapter 16 of the Revised General Ordinance of the Borough of Roosevelt, entitled Roosevelt Municipal Cemetery.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Do we have any
correction now?
Okay.
We had agreed to 15 months?
Yes.
And it says 1 year in here.
Where?
I had it a minute ago. It's the first one. Whereas the cemetery ordinance provides that monuments or a marker must be erected within 1 year after burial.
I'm sorry, what page are you on?
Oh, first the ordinance page. First page.
The ordinance page, not the. Yeah. Not chapter 16.
Oh.
Monuments and markers must be erected within 1 year.
Okay, so strike that. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to move to amend the ordinance on adoption to provide, in the place indicated, it's 15 months rather than.
And we definitely searched the ordinance well, but apparently not there yet.
So I might change my original motion to amend to move to adopt with that change.
Second.
Public discussion. Does anybody have any questions, comments, thoughts? No? That being the case, are you raising your hand? Will you please call the roll?
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Impelizzeri?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
Would somebody like to introduce 16-010?
I move 16-010, second reading and public hearing, calendar year 2016 ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank in JSA 40A
4-45.14.
Open for public comments. There being none, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Impelizzeri?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
Would anybody like to introduce for first reading 16-012? This is the ordinance that amends the ordinance, the 30-day ordinance that we just passed.
16-012, introduction, an ordinance amending Ordinance 16-005 to prohibit rentals in portions of residential structures in all residential districts for durations less than 30 days.
Okay, I'll second that.
Any discussion at the table? Any questions? Kindly call the roll.
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Impelizzeri?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
We now come to committee reports. Don?
Okay. The County Shade Tree Commission has started work on trimming trees in town. These are trees which pose a problem to either property or possibly danger to people. But the county has started that, and they're going to continue the work to clear some of the trees from some of the street lights so that the streets are more visible. The tire disposal will end this week. It was very successful, and as much as there's no more room for any more tires. So that's done.
At the cemetery, the ground penetration sonar will begin in 2 to 3 weeks. Alan's trees has been out trimming trees again. We've had some trees fall down. They're dangerous. They're in the way. So they've been out. Animal control has been active in town. There have been dogs running loose, cats creating problems for homeowners. So the animal control guy has been out, and he's going to continue to be out until things get better. And the county has approved speed lights, for lack of a better term, two lights, one at each end of town, that will remind motorists, A, what the speed limit is in town, and what your speed actually is.
Are those the temporary ones, John?
I think these are full-time.
Permanent.
They are permanent.
Yeah, these are going to be the full-time ones.
And they'll always be flashing your speed. I didn't realize they had permanent ones.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When you say the beginning of town, do you mean the municipal borders?
At two ends of town.
When you say ends of town, you mean the built-up part of the town or the actual borders of the town?
Rushdale. Okay.
Just prior to the gas station.
Okay.
And just as you're coming into Rochdale.
From
Clarksburg.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying. Near the built-up area, not at the borders of the town. That's what I want. Okay.
Very good. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Code enforcement. Mr. McGrath continues to be making excellent progress in dealing with our unoccupied housing problem. One of the properties, number 37, Homestead, is now on the sheriff's sale list after about 6 years after the list pendants was filed, and I believe a lot of it has to do with this gentleman's getting after the bank and getting him to move on it. And another property, 76 Pine, where we thought we had a real problem because nobody knew where the bond was. Apparently the bond was miraculously found when they were motivated to look for it hard enough. And that's going to be going on the sheriff's sale list as well. So that's another one that's going to be.
How many years was that? Has that been empty?
Who knows how long
that's
been out. Yeah, that's been out for many years, too.
As I said, 10, yeah.
Yeah, that's been good. So, you know, there's really enormous progress being made. Another property up in the woods here that has been effectively abandoned for a long period of time with a large collection of junk cars all around it. The owner is now motivated, thanks to Mr. McGrath, to sell it to the county. So hopefully we will see some progress on that, and it will become part of it. It will be cleaned up and become part of the county park.
Yeah, Gail Hunton is ecstatic.
Yeah, so you know, we're making quite a bit of progress there. As you know, all the council members are present. Most of the council members are present. The marker has been, historic marker is installed, you know, thanks to the Jewish Association for Historic Preservation, which paid for it, and thanks to the borough for giving permission for it to be installed. Near the monument on the borough property. I've noticed people stopping and looking at it, which is definitely just what we'd like them to do. Also point out the public safety aspect of it. I had mentioned to Kelly if we could contact, and she's done this, to contact the county to see if we can get any recommendations from them as to whether it might be advisable to put a stop sign on Rushdale Avenue as it comes out onto, you know, in the intersection of Clarksburg Road, where it enters becomes 571. That's the only point at which a subsidiary road enters 571 and there's no stop sign. The people, brokers who live there, have told me that they often hear accidents and near accidents happening there. So, you know, a significant percentage of the accidents in the borough may, in fact, be happening at that corner. Perhaps a stop sign there will have. So Kelly has contacted them, and when we hear back, we'll...
Where is this, Michael?
When you come out of the Assapig.
Right.
On Rushdale Avenue. There's no stop sign. You go straight down.
Just come flying through, yeah.
And there's a stop sign for Clarksburg, there's a stop sign for Tamara. But the, you know, that might have, making it a three-way stop might make, you know, might make it a little safer because it is a minor street.
Like have one by Ed Miller's house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. By Boker, on Boker's side.
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, hopefully that might make it a little safer. So it's worth looking, worth getting a traffic engineering report from the county on this. Was it in county road?
Was there not a stop sign there several years ago?
Remember a stop sign at that location.
You could just fly down that hill and
fly down the hill and just shoot out. It could happen.
It's just your internal sense of well-being and safety.
Right. Almost been hit,
there.
That's why.
Right.
They don't look. They don't look left.
I would want also report the advisory committee on the emergency service building. We had a meeting last night. Appears to be finishing up and ready for a final report that members may, may wish to make their own comments on. But in the event the council chooses to do so, one of the recommendations may well be to have, have a referendum. And if we do go for a referendum, it has to be into the county by August 19th. So just everyone to be aware of that deadline.
You mean a referendum in the general election?
Yeah, in the general for it to be in the general election. That's right.
Not another $12,000 or $15,000.
Sorry.
Not another $12,000 or $15,000.
Exactly. We want to, if it's going to be a referendum, which that should be with the general election. Let's see what the public sentiment is on the subject once and for all. Okay, that's all.
Ms. Bond.
Well, the Environmental Commission has some updates. So the stream monitoring is well underway. We have some equipment. We're buying more equipment with the grant that we received. Once we have the equipment that we need, more groups will go out and do more stream monitoring. But I understand that we found some pollution-sensitive macroinvertebrates, and while that's not completely indicative on their own that our streams are healthy, it's a good sign. Mm-hmm. So that's really exciting news. So once we have more equipment, we'll have more people going out, and then we'll have a better, once we do more samples, we'll have a better idea of how the streams are doing. Mary, anything to add? Good. And the Woodland Trails Project, the SCA crew is here. There will be a luncheon for them here on Monday at 1 p.m. It's a potluck luncheon. So if anyone can come and bring a little snack and welcome and say hi. I also understand there will be a pizza and pool party for them next Wednesday at some generous person's house. So if anyone's interested, let me know. And, so they're here, and the work is scheduled to start tomorrow. Is that correct, Eitan? Mm-hmm.
Their training and orientation is going to be tomorrow. I think they're actually going to start the construction on Wednesday.
And so if they're interested, they should approach you or have Kelly screen them before they get to you.
Just be aware of their, there's two allergies that they have.
Yeah,
and
no nuts.
The students that are doing the trail. So if you're making a potluck, something to bring.
Oh, I would okay.
Look
yeah,
at they're allergic to seafood. They're allergic to nuts.
There's two vegetarians.
There's two vegetarians and a
vegan and two lactose intolerant.
One other thing I just wanted to mention: the planning board met last Tuesday, and Joe McGrath was elected by the planning board as the secretary, as recommended by the mayor. And also, no action was taken on the memorialization of the two ordinances, the 30-day ordinance which was just passed, and the reorganization, because there were not enough people present who had voted previously to vote again to memorialize. But it passes, the time has passed anyway. So
going back to the picnic, also note that it's next Monday. It's not today. And those of you who would like extra pasta salad are more than welcome to come by our house, because we got huge bowls of it. Does the clerk have anything she'd like to report?
Oh, and that's all I have.
Yes, I'm sorry, I thought you... I had a conversation. George Lang did not show up today, right? Okay.
No, he told me he wouldn't be able to.
Okay. I had a conversation with George. I had a number of questions about the budget, most of which we got through with little problem. One thing I did ask to have changed, just so you know, is that we allocated $7,500 to the first aid squad for a chest compression machine, which was to be matched with a capital account that they had. They've decided they want to use the capital account to get a new ambulance, a replacement ambulance. So since we don't need it this year, we're going to take that $7,500 and pay for those traffic calming measures I'd also like to note that the timing's a little off. We had gotten permission a little while ago, but that was after 5 years of consistent work by our borough clerk, who chooses not to be named, because getting the county to agree to allow us to put up these signs was a yeoman's task. So they have finally come through. Before they change their mind, let's get it done. I think everybody's worried about calming traffic to the extent possible on 571. There are a couple of other issues, but we'll clear them up later. The county is also coming through. They were supposed to come through in a couple of weeks and repave 571. We got a fairly late notice of it. Fortunately or unfortunately, our governor decided in a fit of pique that he was going to stop all road construction in the state. So that's been put off for some period of time. We don't know exactly how long. We approached them about the possibility of expanding the road to include bike lanes on both sides, which they're doing in various parts of Monmouth County. However, they sent us a list of requirements, none of which could possibly be fulfilled by the 14th of July, which is the deadline that they gave us. Things like engineering studies, et cetera, all of which we assume they would do. So I'm just letting you know that we're going to pass on that for this time. And last from me, but not least, we have incurred some damage to our fire building. Apparently, what was the date of that?
June 11th.
The night of June 11th, I got a call from the fire department saying that when they were pulling the truck out, they had knocked off the valve, one of the valves on the side of the fire truck. And they then switched the brush truck and went. They were going to a motor vehicle accident. It dawned on me probably a week and a half later that maybe I ought to go look at the building. When I went and looked at the building, I noted that the main support over the last bay had pretty much been, it's a block, and it holds up lintels, and one of those blocks is almost all the way out, and there's other damage to the wall. So we have, that's why the fire truck is in the parking lot. We don't want anybody walking through that door, because if they happen to hit the wrong thing and 500 pounds of cement lintel come down on their head, that's not good. So we have notified the engineer. They are getting quotes from masons, at which point we'll submit it to the insurance company and go ahead and fix it and the fire truck. Mm-hmm. And I am done. Does the counselor have anything which he wishes to report?
No, I do not. No.
Good. Councilwoman Malkin.
Well, we're still tweaking the budget. As you said, questions have come up about certain things, so we'll introduce it on the 25th, 2 weeks from tonight, but there's still some last-minute tweaking.
I thought it was introduced, and
I
now we're...
I meant second reading and adoption.
Second.
And I think that our tax collector would like to come and speak to us. He was going to come tonight, and he ran into some problems, so he also may come in 2 weeks. Sam Canizzaro, he'd like to speak to us about different billing for water, sewer, and software options. And I was actually going to ask you or Michael. I wasn't able to attend the planning board meeting, so I don't. Did you want to sum up?
Well, nothing happened.
Or was that nothing at all?
Nothing happened. They didn't have enough people.
Okay. I didn't know if just that.
No, just all that happened, as I said, was that Joe was elected as the secretary,
right,
replacing Ellen.
Yeah. Okay.
And the memorializations could not take place because there were not enough,
right,
people present who had voted on the original.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I know that several people who are here showed up to be here when Sal came. So if we can get him to commit to a date.
Yeah, it's not 100%. I'll let you know. I mean, I'll try to give everyone enough notice. I think he's shy, but he doesn't. He's going to try to make the 25th. And camp has started. Eric, did you want to speak about that at all? It's very successful this year. We have a large number of campers.
Sure. We have, I think the number right now is about 35.
Yeah, you got to get
that. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, thank you. Yes, so we have 35 students enrolled in camp. Last year, we think we had 24, 25. So that shows you how we went up about 10.
That's great.
And just finished the first week, just started the second, and so far so good.
Great.
Yeah, and they're going to go on 4 trips this year. We found some places that we're willing to be either free or very, very inexpensive. And one of the teachers over at the school, Larissa Bond, is running the program on a day-to-day basis, which is a real asset to the town because most of the parents and the children know her. So that's an added benefit.
How are they getting on these trips?
We have a school bus company that's giving us a very good deal. Not a charter bus type of rate. So between that and being able to keep the expenses down, having access to the school, which is a really nice partnership to have with the school, it's a good combination of keeping the price down for the parents and also keeping it down for us as a town. So
I was wondering if they were going to drive them or if you'd gotten a bus.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that bus is always better for a lot of reasons. We worked that out.
Great.
And keeping expenses down, Eric was able to find some equipment / toys that were used at the 4th of July picnic that will be used at the camp that we purchased.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that. So we were able to get a couple things that were utilized at the celebration,
right. But
also things throughout the entire camp that we'll be able to use, and inflatable things that we can use for years.
Yeah.
As long as you're taken care of.
Which was ordered in contemplation of both of us. It's great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's all.
Councilwoman Lapote.
Well, the other thing which happened at 4th of July was the open house at the water plant. And it was a very successful open house. We had 8 people come by. I think 6 of whom had never been to the water plant. So that was good. They were introduced to the water plant. At the last meeting, I had mentioned that the secondary settling tank with the shaft that had given way was supposed to be repaired. When it came the day of the repair, Toby noticed that there were some other parts of the plant which were not functioning properly, so he said, we're not going to work on the secondary settling tank right now. We really need to get the plant under control. So they had an excessive sludge buildup, and that had to be removed. Now the secondary settling tank will be repaired tomorrow morning, and I plan to be out there at 8 o'clock to inspect the parts before they go in and are submerged in sewage, and I won't be able to see them. So I wanted to see them while they're still, while they're new and shiny. Mosquitoes. So water plus 7 days equals mosquitoes. Everyone's concerned about mosquitoes this year because of the infectious disease problem. So it's really important that you eliminate any possible place where you can collect water. Container mosquitoes are the number one problem in Monmouth County. So if you have a flower pot, for instance, that has a container at the bottom, and you water it, and then the water sits there for longer than 7 days, you are breeding mosquitoes in your pot. So get rid of any standing water anywhere. The tire collection is a fabulous thing to get rid of tires. Tires collect water all the time. They're a mosquito breeding habitat. But there's other things. Here is a fight the bite checklist, which I'll post up there. You can also call for a mosquito inspector. Our mosquito inspector is Russ Braun, and his number is listed. We really need to do a very good job of trying to eliminate standing water.
So if you have bird baths, you should just change it frequently?
Change it frequently. Yep, and they address bird baths here. They say change the water at least once a week. Ornamental ponds, you can either put fish in them, which eat the mosquito larvae, or you can put in a larvicide that in your ornamental ponds. Wheelbarrows, if you have a wheelbarrow just sitting there, you've already put down your mulch and it's collecting water, you got to just dump it over. A whole checklist of lurking mosquito problems. Sandboxes, kiddie pools, the portable basketball hoops. Sometimes they have little areas where water can collect. And mosquitoes can breed in as small a thing as a bottle cap. So Yeah, really take a look around. Get rid of standing water. The trail was already covered. Mosquitoes. So, I lobbied hard for the butterfly garden. And Jeff said, you get what you ask for. Here's a butterfly garden. You know, then, you know, we had to do a butterfly garden. I get a lot of credit for the butterfly garden in Borough Bulletin and so forth, but there's one person who really did the planning of the butterfly garden, sourcing the plants for the butterfly garden, planting the plants, nurturing, mulching, watering, protecting, observing, documenting, and reporting the butterfly garden. And that person deserves to be recognized. This is for you, and you should open it.
Thank you.
Have we seen any monarch butterflies there yet?
We have seen butterflies. I think there are black swallowtails and tiger swallowtails. We haven't seen a monarch yet, but we've seen a lot of moths. We've seen a lot of other pollinators.
Yeah.
So we're still hoping for that monarch.
Okay.
But the milkweed hasn't bloomed yet, so you know you need the
Give
milkweed
chance,
first.
Right.
So we're there.
Yeah, we're not pulling the thing up, Michael. I don't care if we never see a monarch butterfly. We are not pulling that thing
I
up.
I wasn't suggesting. I was just asking the end result.
Councilwoman?
Done.
We're done. Okay. We now go on to old business. I would. Old business is policies and procedures manual, employee handbook. I would like to point out, I've just checked, the policy and procedure manual is 54 pages. The employee handbook is 44 pages. You can say one sentence on it, but you are not reading
the
98 pages.
I promise.
Okay.
Their requirements of the Municipal Excess Liability League, our insurance carrier, as part of our employment practices risk control program in order to get a more favorable premium, you have to adopt these. There's other measures on the checklist you'll have to do, but this is one of the important ones that has to be signed off on to get the more favorable premium and the coverage. I think the premium, I don't know what it is offhand. It's a big, big difference. I think they call it a self-insured retention, but it's a deductible, basically. It's a big difference.
So our next meeting is July 11th.
Today's July 11th.
Oh, sorry. 21st. It's getting older. Anyway.
25th.
How about if we... Whatever day it is.
It's the 25th.
I know, I'm fat too. Okay. Whatever day our next meeting is, I suggest that we put this on for approval by the council, which gives everybody 2 weeks or 2 weeks less 2 days, depending on which of us is right, to go through it, see if there's anything missing, anything you need changed. And we will put it up for adoption. I don't think we have to do it by ordinance, right?
No, just resolution.
By resolution.
By resolution.
So you get one shot. So if there's anything you want to get done, please look
well
at it.
Well, we've
the next
also
2 weeks.
Had it, and we've seen it. I mean,
right.
It was emailed to all of us.
Yes, so. this is not the fault of our attorney getting it to us late. This is the fault of us not reading what he sent us.
Right.
All 98 pages of it, and it's time to read it. Okay. New
I'm
business.
Granted.
Discussion of Cemetery Ordinance - School Board. I put that on. So now that everybody is refocused on the cemetery ordinance, including myself and going through line by line, notwithstanding the fact that I still made a couple of mistakes, thank you, Mary, but I got it straightened out. One of the things I noticed is that while we have a lot of what we call reservations, people who have filled out forms to be buried in the cemetery, from people who served on the school board. The cemetery ordinance does not and never has referred to the school board. It refers to an elected borough position. I think people have assumed, or some people have assumed in the past, that if you were elected to the Board of Education, then you were elected to a borough office, but you were not. And so I think we ought to have a discussion, perhaps not tonight, starting to get late, but have discussions about whether we want the school board to be specifically included, in part because I don't think we've ever had the discussion. In fact, since most people or many people have assumed that the school board, serving on the school board, allows you to be buried in the cemetery, I think it's something that we ought to seriously consider. But as it reads now, it simply doesn't include it by its wording. So we should straighten that out so it doesn't become an issue in the future. And there may be other little nits and bits, but I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention to think about it, and we can have a discussion at the next meeting. Any pros and cons?
How did you come to find that out?
I read it.
Where? That's what I mean. Where?
It's in the ordinance.
No. That school board people assume they could be buried.
Oh, because we have a stack of documents, many of which were given out incorrectly and have to be fixed. But we have a stack of documents in which people came in and said, well, I want to be assured that if I die tomorrow, I could be buried in Roseville.
Right.
And they filled out a form.
Right, the testing to your eligibility.
Yeah, and the form was wrong. So we have to now go back to all those people. Mm. They assume that if their parents lived here, that they were entitled to be buried here if they were unmarried. Well, it's actually if you're unmarried and under the age of 21. And in some cases, we've had people come back and say, well, I'm unmarried, yes, but you're 87, you've been married three times. So, and you're certainly not under the age of 21, so we have to get all clarified.
I believe the age of 21 thing was added later.
No.
Okay.
Well, it was added. It was certainly in the ordinance well before. It was in the ordinance in 1957, I believe.
Sure.
I went back and looked at the old ordinance.
Okay.
Okay, and then motion to authorize the use of the Borough Hall for Kathy Vasseur on August 20 for birthday.
Oh, right.
I assume we've cleared that date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually,
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. Okay. We now open up to public comment. Sir?
I just have one question.
Yes.
Maybe a little random.
Would you come up to the. Oh, random is good.
I was just wondering what the GPR at the cemetery is for.
Ground penetrating radar.
Good question. Want to thank you, Jeff.
There are bodies that we know of. There are bodies that we don't. And then there are spaces where there may be bodies, but we're not sure. As the record keeping was not all that good. On at least one occasion, they went out to bury somebody and found somebody else living there.
Not living.
Okay.
Residing.
Residing, yes.
Occupant.
For longer than 30 days, I hope.
For longer than 30 days.
A non-transient occupant.
Although it was not in a residential zone. This has been going on for years, and I guess about a month and a half ago, we had a problem with somebody who called on a Saturday night and needed to be buried on Sunday. We didn't have anybody to go out there. She, who will not be named, and myself had to go out and mark out the grave, and we got in the conversation about why we could only put it here and not there. Well, we can't put it there because we don't know what's there, at which point we did a revision of the cemetery ordinance stuff so we could hire a manager, and we agreed to hire a GPR group, ground penetrating radar group, to come out and find out what's there. Not necessarily identify, but just get a general idea.
Does that answer your question satisfactorily?
Perfect.
More than satisfactorily? Okay. Any other comments from the public? Okay, there being none, do we have a need for a closed session?
None that I know of.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second by Michael. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Yay.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all coming, and I guarantee